This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truck drivers out there, our 18-wheelers, for keeping things moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear the show any other way, go to the website. There's a loop playing there, and you can hear the program right now live and in living color. When it gets off, then you'll hear the loop of the show at thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Listen to it at your own convenience. All right. Joining us right now from California, it's the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Hour number two, time to do the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, MSNBC all of a sudden is taking the gloves off, as is CNN, and they're going after the Democrats and Joe Biden for all sorts of things. Chuck Todd on Sunday admitted that Joe Biden certainly has a credibility crisis, as former world leaders have started to mock Joe Biden. By the way, MSNBC is taking jabs at Kamala Harris over the border crisis, saying, where's Kamala?
Well, that's right. That's because we're starting to see, it's not a critical mass, but it is some real significant deterioration in the Joe Biden protection bubble, basically, of the news media. So because they see exactly what's happening, and they know that their viewers are seeing the same thing. All they have to do is look out their window, and they see what's going on. Oh, and by the way, Captain, we also want to say hello to Richard the Marine tonight, because he chimed in to us earlier this evening.
Yes, he did.
But yes, of course. And to some degree, Captain, I think it's only going to get worse, because obviously they're going to want to have the story too, but also they've been up close and they've seen what Joe Biden is like. They've watched him read off the teleprompter, or they've seen him go off script, and eventually it's not something that they can just edit around or hide any longer. And quite frankly, we're seeing this kind of thing in the polls as well. And to some degree or another, they're beginning to react to it.
Well, they can't hide a couple of things either. One of them is Texas is proving how inept Joe Biden really is, taking real action to deal with the border crisis. And Del Rio is actually being done by the Texas DPS, and what Border Patrol officers they've got that are doing a bang-up job. Again, they resorted to the horses because they're not going to, these people are not going to get by these horses that are trained to herd cattle. You know, that's what they do, just like they herd people. They do the same thing, same type of maneuver, and it works because we saw them stopping the people from coming across the river with the use of the horse.
Well, of course, of course. Well, a horse is a horse, of course, obviously. But,
Mr. Ed.
That's right. But
hello, Wilbur.
but when you mention about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, you know, if either one of them were really exhibiting leadership, the media might have a much better time in terms of trying to shore up all of these disasters that are happening. But they're not showing. In fact, that's the idea. Is where's Kamala? Where? What is she doing? And the great question that Ducey from Fox News did ask Jen Psaki recently, and that is, wasn't she supposed to be getting to the root causes of all this? And, and is told, well, yeah, well, she is. Well, it's not working, obviously.
Yeah. And then, of course, you got Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, who was down on the border visiting it. And he issued a stern warning to the illegal immigrants. Your journey will not succeed. Really? Well, for the most part, their journey is succeeding. They're winding up going into the United States somewhere.
Well, exactly right. And again, it's the words that they use. And it's never really the actions. They really won't take decisive actions, with the exception of taking the decisive action to get more and more people to flood into the country.
Now, you ready for this one?
Yep.
The shots for everybody, which we heard about, right? Vaccine shots, right?
Right.
Well, the White House is grasping at straws to defend the vaccine exemption for illegals at the southern border, because after all, we do not give shots to the illegals because they're not going to be here very long.
I know. That is one of the most ridiculous things anybody has ever heard. In fact, again, the other day, Jen Psaki was sort of pinned down with the question about, you know, when the president issued his vaccine mandate, that means, of course, that people who work in businesses and so forth, they're going to have to get a shot, but illegal aliens don't have to.
And anybody coming into the country will have to be vaccinated or get vaccinated.
Right. Yeah, but
from overseas.
Yeah, but she basically said illegal aliens. That's correct. They don't have to get vaccinated, and and of course with this ridiculous nonsense that well they're not staying long. I mean, come on. I'll do it, Joe Biden.
People travel up to 2,000 or 3,000 miles to come here. The entire family unit with everything that they've got in their possession that they still have, and they're not coming here to stay here.
Well, of course, exactly. And again, but people are people. And it can be virus carriers just like anybody else, whether they're illegal or not. So why don't they do something about that?
Okay, well, hang on. Folks, when we come back, Kyle and I are going to be talking about the Mississippi court case that probably is going to challenge Roe v. Wade. They set a date for it yesterday. They set a court date for it. Kathy's going to take us a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Frank was on yesterday. He'll be on again Friday. We had a very good segments with him yesterday. We held him out for a little bit extra time there because people wanted to hear what he had to say. And, oh, by the way, don't forget this portion of the program brought to you again by the folks at MyPillow. And we are more than happy to tell you about MyPillow.com because Mike Lindell and company, they do the very best of what they do. They put out some great products out there, all stuff that you can use, and you can certainly save a bunch of money on his pillows, on his mattress comforters, on his blankets, on his robes, on his slippers. By the way, I've got to get me a pair of slippers. That's what's coming up next because the ones that I got, I'm going to get a second pair. I like what I got, but I'm going to get another pair because I've had one for about, I don't know, 6 months or so now. But you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at everything that's over there, and it'll tell you to enter a promo code to get the special pricing. Well, the promo code you want to put in there is CAPTAIN. One word, Captain, very simple. But you can also call them up on the phone if you got any questions, and they'd be more than happy to answer them by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Always use the promo code CAPTAIN because that will get you the reduced prices on whatever it is that you're looking at. Now, they also have a Radio Listener Specials button there. It's a tab, and you click on that little tab, and it'll open up a page with about 18 or 20 items, and you'll see some just insanely low prices there on items that they've got there. And again, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple, CAPTAIN. It'll save you a boatload of money. So, MyPillow.com is the website. Promo code is CAPTAIN to get the ridiculously reduced prices on a lot of things that are there. And if you want to call them and talk to them on the phone, it's 800-641-5459. Now you got your marching orders, just do it to it like Sonny Pruitt. All right, Kyle Warner, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, We were going to mention something here. You had brought something up. What was it again?
Yeah, we were talking over the break. Of course, you know, unfortunately, this misinformation, I think we could call it, coming
right.
out about the, what's happening at the border at Del Rio, having to do with the horses and stuff. I think that, you know, to the untrained eye, it might be one thing, but to some degree, I think it's a very specific narrative that they're trying to bring out.
I saw Joy Reid talking to Omar. Okay, they were showing a clip of her, and Omar was saying, oh, this is so racist. They have been whipping. They whip the people. This is so bad, so racist. This is so horrible. This is America. We don't do that sort of stuff. Well, you dumbass. They weren't whipping anybody. It was a horse range. It's something that they do. It's a procedure. And by the way, most of the swinging of the horse range never hit anybody.
Well, of course not. And, you know, I got to tell you, though, Captain, I mean, if she's trying to bring up the idea that somehow it's racist, that's ridiculous.
She's racist.
Well, but they could be giving the immigrants champagne and caviar, and she might say it's racist because they didn't give them nice enough champagne or caviar. You know, it's just that's always going to be the kind of thing we're going to hear from Ilhan Omar, I think.
Okay, so on or about December 1st, the Supreme Court will hear the oral arguments on the Mississippi abortion case that could challenge Roe v. Wade. Is that correct?
That's true, yes.
Okay, what do you think is going to happen? This is going to be, it looks like an earth-shattering case.
Well, what this does is this is a Mississippi law that would prohibit abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. So, of course, the advocates of Roe v. Wade, supporters of Roe v. Wade, they would say that this begins to basically deconstruct the landmark decision back in 1972, I believe. So the Supreme Court will hear it. We'll have to see where it goes from there. Where this is going to center around is this notion of viability, as some would say, whether or not a baby could live outside of the mother's womb after a certain amount of time or before a certain time had passed. That is a very sort of interesting argument because it actually bypasses the central argument of whether or not a fetus, as it were, is a human being.
Now, the Biden administration has extended the travel restrictions at both borders. They're requiring people that are coming in here from other countries to be vaccinated or to have a negative COVID test.
Right. That's right. I think especially Canada and Mexico, they're going to extend those restrictions for non-essential travel, I think.
Also, China's Lehman Brothers may collapse. Now, it's going to be sending shockwaves throughout the global financial markets because this is a big freaking deal. This is a huge retail chain that is really going to hurt the economy, something awful.
Well, that's right. I think the sell-off continued, continuing on Tuesday, in their time zone there, going down about as much as 7%. So this is a lot that is going on. That's right. China itself, I think, is feeling a lot of fallout, from the COVID-19, event, basically. So we'll have to see how it goes. But this could be harbinger of things to come. We've got businesses all through America, Captain. Europe, of course, as well, but especially here in our nation of America, where you're going to see, unfortunately, I think a lot of businesses begin to fail. They don't have the workers. The restrictions continue. Mandates, vaccine mandates, are going to become much more commonplace. And that begs the question, if you have a business, and again, this isn't about the vaccine, yes or no, but about a mandate, now, can a business in a city say, well, wait a minute, you know, you're going to compel me to have people vaccinated, so I can't do business if the majority of my customers don't want to be vaccinated, I'll go out of business. What is the role of government in that? I think you're going to see a lot of lawsuits about that kind of stuff.
Okay, we're going to go to the telephone lines. You got Dan, the man up there in Lafayette, Indiana. I guess we said the magic word, China. Go ahead, Dan, what's on your mind?
Well, not really, not tonight. This is where the Republicans are making their mistake. For 4 years, they called Trump a racist and a Nazi, a fascist, based on pictures taken of kids in cages from the Obama administration. This is where Congress right now, chasing patience down with horses. They should paint Biden administration the same way they painted Trump. You go after him with this horse image. Only thing that Psaki said was those are horrific images. It's all about image with this. You show that. You show the people under the bridge. My God, use it for on your own behalf. They're sitting there and not really complaining at all about it. That's inhumane. I don't know how else to explain it.
Were they using whips?
No, but some of the Democrats have said such.
Well, of course they're saying it. But what's
might
your
not
face?
Be, but to chase another, but to chase them down with the horse is image enough. And let me tell you, you play politics with it. If you're going to win in 2022, you got to play hardcore spitball politics. And right now, I see the Republicans, especially the Senate Republicans, except for maybe Rand Paul, they just sit back and they're taking this. Well, this is your moment to take the reins.
They were blocking a road. Everyone could see that knows anything at all about what they do with these horses, and the horses are trained to do this. And they stopped the people from going up that road and coming into the U.S. That's what they were there for, and that's what they did.
Well,
kudos to them.
They got the one image of the horse going in the water after the guy trying to cross the river.
Sure.
If that doesn't put you in antebellum South, I don't know what would. So that's what they should be using against the Biden administration. For one time, if they can do it to us, we can do it to them.
Yeah, I see your point with that, but that doesn't bother me in the least. They're lucky that you don't mess with a horse. You know, that's why they use it for crowd control.
Right. You know, we use horses in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Especially at noon.
What'd you say, Kyle?
You can get around.
No, thanks, Captain. Yeah, I was just going to say what Dan's talking about is exactly right. Now, basically, if this was the Trump administration, they would be now trying to ban horses for use by the Border Patrol.
Sure.
Because it was, so what Dan's talking about is exactly right. If the shoe was on the other foot, this would be a national crisis at this point.
Yep. Okay,
well,
Dan, go ahead.
I tell you what they would do. They would say it was a crime against humanity, and they would try to get articles of impeachment on him.
Right.
We can't do it as Republicans. We don't have the numbers, but we can at least raise it as an issue.
Well, to me, I'm rooting for the horses.
That's what they should be doing.
To me, I'm rooting for the horses.
Oh, I'm rooting for the horses, too.
Yep.
But at the same time, you got to play. You can't sit back and take this stuff.
Okay, we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay,
got to get a run.
Talk to you later.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I'm rooting for the horses, Kyle. Hang on. I'll go for the horses anytime. I know what they're doing. I've seen way too many rallies, the way the police use the horses, and they're doing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, chasing a guy in the river? Shoot. What was he doing in the river anyway? Anyway, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Democratic congressional leaders say they will bring a bill forward that would suspend the debt limit and try to prevent a government shutdown. Current estimates are that the U.S. will be unable to pay its bills sometime in October if the debt ceiling isn't raised. The House is scheduled to vote this week on legislation that would suspend that ceiling until 2022 and fund the government through December. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans could support a measure to fund the government past September 30th, but only if it was separate from a bill to raise the debt ceiling. In remarks on the Senate floor Monday, the Kentucky Republican said that his caucus would support a funding bill that includes disaster relief and targeted Afghan assistance, as long as it wasn't tied to the debt ceiling. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is projected to hold on to power, as multiple outlets are calling for his Liberal Party to win enough seats in Parliament to form a minority government. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, the MonsterCast, Sunday nights on many of these same stations, and catches Daily Defense on many of these same stations as well. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over $22 million, including me, your humble radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Don't forget, if you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, they can do that too. And if you don't want to do it by going to the office, you can do it right online by going to Geico.com, because they'll tell you what the rates will be. You'll be able to find out right away. Now, they also, as I said, we'll offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, along with the car or truck you're driving. But here's where you save the money. You bundle your homeowner's or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance, and you will save a boatload of money. I've been doing it with them for 18 years, and so far, so good. Everything that they've done for me has been very well appreciated, and when I needed to have them, they were there. It's that simple. And I've been through a couple of hurricanes with them, and one accident where a guy hit me, and they took care of it, no questions asked. It was that simple. And by the way, it was an uninsured driver. Thank goodness I had uninsured motorist insurance. So there you go. All right, now back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we'll pick up where we left off. Mike Rowe says the state of the U.S. job market is unhealthy for the whole country.
Well, that's right. He's talking about those millions. I think you said about 10 million open positions.
That's right.
And you've got millions of people who are not going to work. And he says that is unhealthy, not just for people, but, of course, but for the whole country.
And why aren't they going to work?
Well, in many cases, because they're getting extra money or checks from the government to not work. Basically.
As much as $2,400 a month if you've got a family of four.
Exactly. So now what we're seeing, too, Captain, in some cases we're seeing restaurants, which are small businesses, obviously, they have to either reduce their hours or maybe they close up altogether because they just don't have the workers to come in and work because people don't want to go get a job.
Yeah, I pulled into a McDonald's the other morning. Usually the McDonald's is open at 6 o'clock, so I pulled in to get what I would normally get. And they had a cone up in the drive-in thing, and the doors were locked. I saw a couple of people try to walk in. They couldn't get inside, and it said open at 7. And I pulled around, you know, to go around the other side and come back out the drive-out or drive-through. The woman was in the window, and I said, "What's going on?" She goes, "We won't have a full shift until 7 o'clock.
Yeah, so that's not uncommon, you know, in the grand sense. So that's why it's important. Like, for example, if you do go out to eat or you're going to, you know, be nice to the people who are there because they have shown up for work. Yeah. They are existing.
Well, so much for my bacon and egg biscuit.
Well, exactly.
I had to go to Wawa.
Yeah, but you see, there's, you know, we always hear about the two Americas and stuff. Well, of course, now here you have the Americans who want to work and Americans who don't want to work.
Now, Republican governors right now are calling on President Joe Bush to meet with them within 15 days to talk about his administration's emergent crisis at the southern border. Everybody is concerned because they're dumping these people off in the other parts of the country and not telling anybody where they're dumping them.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know if Joe Biden's going to meet with them anytime soon on that, but the response is going to be something like, "What? What's happening? What are you talking about?" And then because what they're doing, just like they've done with the eviction moratorium and stuff like that, they just sort of put it out there, they let it go, and they figured by the time something's done, it's too late.
Now, something those horses did do yesterday was it caused a bunch of illegal immigrants to turn around, and when they heard the wind of what was going on, they actually left that camp under the bridge and headed back into Mexico because they were afraid they were going to be deported.
Well, right. I mean, the whole situation is, number one, was completely avoidable. I hate to say, but
you think?
But again, this is a real crisis. And unfortunately, Captain, I think, especially in the news media, not everybody, obviously, not painting with that broad brush, but not everybody in the news media, but enough of the powers that be agree with Joe Biden's politics. And so we're seeing, otherwise we would see this portrayed for what it is, an actual, not only a national crisis, but a humanitarian crisis as well.
Yeah. Now, ISIS is increasing their bombing attacks against, of all people, the Taliban, their host country there in Afghanistan. And that is obviously raising the specter of a much wider conflict sooner rather than later.
Well, exactly right. There was a series of roadside bombs, I think, just recently targeting the Taliban fighters. And it's interesting because now, you know, the whole idea is that, well, can the Taliban, you know, really try to tamp all this down and try to, you know, make good on their promises to be a better, you know, a kinder, gentler Taliban or something? You know, this is just crazy time.
Yeah. By the way, the lawyer for the Trump Organization finance chief, remember him?
I believe so, yeah.
Sitting in jail right now, I think.
Yep.
He says more indictments could come in the case. In other words, he might spill the beans on some people.
Yeah, well, exactly.
If there's any beans to spill.
Yes, exactly. But you never know. We'll have to see.
And then here in Florida and Texas and Alabama and other southern states, they've learned that the Biden administration is withholding some life-saving medical treatment, which is a jaw-dropping display of federal power. And the COVID-positive patients that need this medical treatment, unfortunately, some of them are going to die because of this, and they got nobody to blame but Joe Biden.
Well, again, it's the politics that have been thrust into this from day one because Donald Trump happened to be president of the United States at the time, is grotesque. And we see now that look how this has divided our nation. Look how it's divided people, family members against family members. We should have had a much different tack on this. And if it wasn't about the 2020 election, we might be far out of the woods by this point.
Here's one for you. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was talking to the press yesterday, and he said Americans had absolutely no idea that when they voted for Joe Biden, that his administration would lead to such border chaos when he was going to be the great uniter.
Oh, that's right. He was the great uniter. And by the way, Captain, you know, what was the other expression that was used? It was the adults will be back in charge of things. You know, finally, the adults are back in charge. So we got the border, we got Afghanistan, we got COVID, we've got the economy, inflation, we've got the deterioration completely of our reputation around the world, it would seem. China on the rise, what's the next big thing that's going to happen with them? But it's a good thing. You know, the adults are back in charge.
By the way, we have a new national pastime. You want to know what it is?
What's that?
Blame and deflection.
Well, sure. Sure, and division. You know, go again, turn in your neighbor. They didn't wear their mask today or whatever it is. And it becomes, as you see, just this very, very divisive thing. And I think that the Democrat Party elite, they look at that, or you have people like AOC who want to perhaps do something else with the country altogether, and they look at that and they say, good, good. You know, it's like Emperor Palpatine in Star Wars. Good, yes, be against one another, that kind of thing.
Now, you knew there was an election being held in Canada, right?
Yes, that's right. That's happening.
It appears the Canadians have reelected Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party as the party in power.
Yep, no surprise
there. Which means that he will maintain his position.
Yes, exactly.
So you get it again up there, Canada?
Unfortunately, yes. And you'll want to see the people here want to. Some people here want to make it more like that system.
By the way, there's a new wrinkle in St. Louis. Remember the couple that waved the guns at the Black Lives Matter protesters?
Right, right.
Now they're being threatened with suspension of their law licenses. They're both attorneys.
Well, interesting. Well, again, some people broke through the gates of the community there and were saying the most abhorrent, abominable things to them and.
They threatened to kill him.
Exactly.
Even though the weapons were unloaded.
Well, exactly. So I guess in this day and age, Captain, you're just supposed to let people come get you, I guess. This makes no sense.
Well, no, it doesn't, but we'll see. By the way, the name of the company I called it Lehman Brothers is Evergrande. Somebody told me that's the name of the company.
Yeah, Evergrande.
I should have mentioned that, then there would have.
Yeah, in other words, it's like a Lehman Brothers kind of thing, the situation. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We're going to tell you all about the weather out there in the United States of America. I shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, get off my phone!
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Nine,
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Don, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And by the way, find out more about them by going to their website, CowboyLogic.us. There we go. CowboyLogic.us. I almost gave you the wrong website that's no longer there anymore because I remember their original website, CowboyLogic.us. All right, this portion of the program is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. We are going to get into some music. This here is a requested number. We're going to play it for Mike in Clearwater because he always wants to hear it. Here it comes.
Hey, drivers, it's a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. hair right, teeth look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. It's called Rooster Cruiser. We haven't played that in a while.
Now when I find his truck, I drive around to the
back. I'll tell you what, we'll let that go right there because we're going to come back and we're going to get into the weather. I'm going to read a little quick weather thing here and give it over to Kyle. A strong cold front will produce heavy rain, which will create mainly localized areas of flash flooding to the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley today. There is another flash flood threat in parts of the southeast and southern Appalachians as well. Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Catherine. We're going to start in Utah tonight. In Cedar City, Utah, they've got a hard freeze warning there. If you're coming up Interstate 15, that's going to run up through Beaver, also into Ephraim Way. This is going to be east of Interstate 15, and all up through into Park City and Morgan. This is going to be east of Salt Lake City. The hard freeze warning's not there for Salt Lake City proper. But over in Wyoming, it's also getting cold along I-80, Rock Springs, Rawlings, Laramie. They've got a freeze warning going on there as well, and also a frost advisory up in the northeast corner of Wyoming around Gillette. Idaho Falls, Pocatello, Idaho also has a frost advisory, so we see where the weather pattern is now going, folks. We're going into fall, but also in California, though, we do have a heat advisory in parts of Southern California. We may see the heat turn up a little bit more over the next few days, and also fire weather warning, which means low humidity and gusty winds up in parts of Northern California. This is going to be west of Reno.
Okay, well, we've got some gale conditions on Lake Michigan tonight. Very windy along Lake Michigan tonight, both sides of the lake, I might add. And then in the upper peninsula of Michigan, we've got some wind up there as it goes up into Canada. Also, the Detroit area on up towards Ontario, straight up to Saginaw. It looks like we've got rain there. Might have some possible flash flooding in that area. Down below Toledo. Holy Toledo! It's raining tonight right there, and it looks like we've got some flash flood watches in there. In addition, up in Virginia, up around Winchester, we have rain and some flash flood watches there. In the mountains of North Carolina and South Carolina tonight, we've got rain there with the possibility of some flash flood watches and warnings as well. And then here we go again up the coastline. This is Nicholas. It still hasn't let go. It's headed out to sea slowly, but it's still causing it to rain all the way from Wilmington, North Carolina, on down through South Carolina, on down through Savannah, Georgia. So all the way up and down through there along the coastline, inland about 25, 30 miles, which means more than likely 95. You're getting some rain there tonight, so be careful there. And then we do have something to look at tonight when it comes to out in the tropics. We've got our two storms that are out there, Peter and Rose. They apparently are going to make a turn and stay out in the ocean. But we have another one that just dropped off the coast of Africa that looks like within the next couple of days a 50% chance of developing into something. It's down below where the other ones were, so it looks like it's got a shot at making the run up to the southern part of the Caribbean. And then we also have got one more system, which is just working its way on over to England to say, good day, or whatever. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him and everything that he does for the program, and a lot of research goes in on his part there, too. All right, now, on the line, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
I suppose the big pressing item right now could be all this blowback coming against Joe Biden over the border. And I mean, we got CNN upset. We got MSNBC upset. We got ABC went after him yesterday. Suddenly he's losing some of the rank and file liberal media.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, there's an awful lot of people in Texas, mayors, law enforcement, border patrol, and least of which is the governor, that have asked for Biden's attention with what's going on in Del Rio. And they're virtually getting radio silence. They're not even getting so much as a return phone call or a letter.
And where's the borders are? Kamala.
Well, right. So, I mean, you can't ignore 15,000 people amassed in what is now becoming a human condition that is, I don't even know how to describe it down there. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
There's no sanitation and food and so forth and so on. So, now the matter of France and their anger, whether it's placed or misplaced, France is mad. And, has Biden talked to anybody, at that level? It doesn't appear so. Like Macron. So today will be interesting because I think Biden is in New York to give his speech at the opening
yes.
of the UN General Assembly.
Yep.
I can just about imagine the rehearsing on that one and what in the world they're going to say, least of which, you know, will it be global unity or friends of partnerships and blah, 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 which will be contested because I think some of the other world leaders that may be speaking will be their allies, will be very critical of how the United States handled or mishandled Afghanistan.
Okay, hold that thought. By the way, good morning to Fred in Fort Lauderdale. He's saying, where is that adult and border czarina? Kamala Harris, nowhere to be found. That's what we just said. Fred, thank you very much, and hope you're doing well. All right, hang in there, folks. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. After the top of the hour news, Kathy's going to take us to break. He's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.